Hey, Chris Johnson here. I do not know how I sound. I'm doing my fucking best here. I feel like I got some fucking heft in my voice, a little bit of fucking power, a little girth. I know heft and girth probably aren't legitimate descriptors of a voice, but I'm making my own fucking rules here. I've been sick. Although I haven't really been sick the last few days. It's one of those things where like, what day is this? I'm going to tell you what day it is as I'm recording this. It's the 17th, which means it's yesterday. If you're listening to this on Sunday the 18th when it comes out, or if you're listening to it like a couple days later, it's a couple days later than yesterday or earlier. But it's the 17th. I got the Bills game about to start. Full disclosure, fucking Bills game's already started. I'm going to watch that motherfucker in delay. You know how fucking often I watch shit in real time? Or how often I fucking do anything the time I'm supposed to fucking do it? I'm on fucking Chris Johnson time. This game will start whenever the fuck I feel like starting it. I got to go to work in the morning, or I have to work in the morning. I have to fucking go anywhere. Got to roll out of fucking bed and sit at my fucking desk and work in the morning. My shift starts at fucking 8, so I'd like to have this fucking thing done maybe by midnight. You know what I show up on time for? Work. Because I don't want to get fired. And races. Other than that, like, you'd be hard-pressed to find my ass on time, quote-unquote, for fucking anything. There was a birthday party tonight I had to go to. It's at my cousin's house. And dinner was at 5 o'clock. I showed up at 5:45. That wasn't exactly my fault. I had to get a ride from somebody who was also like, you know what? Fucking, I'm just going to go on my time. Because ass fucking shows up when she wants to fucking show up, you know. And yes, my car is in the fucking shop again. My fucking car is in the fucking shop again. God damn it. I'm tired of this shit. Shock mount's broken. Shouldn't be too bad, but it sucks. So I'm without a fucking vehicle. But I haven't felt well. You know how, like, when you're sick, you sometimes sound bad? I started coming down with something on the fucking 8th. That's a long time ago now. That's over, it was about a week and a half ago. Started coming down with it on the 8th, and you go through this fucking thing, at least I go through this fucking thing, when you're starting to get sick, where, like, you fucking try to will it out of your fucking system. Like, there's a tickle in the back of your throat, and, like, you know that it's a fucking sickness coming. You know, like, motherfucker, I'm coming down with something. But you do your best. Like, you know what? It's fine. I'm eating sunflower seeds. I'm like, yeah, you just got something stuck in your throat. Oh, it's just the fucking air. Oh, it's cold outside. It's fucking dry. I start listing these fucking excuses of what this is. It's anything other than you're fucking coming down with something. You don't want to fucking believe that you're coming down with something, that you're going to be sick, because you know it's fucking day one. It doesn't matter. Like, unless it's one of those crazy fucking 24-hour things, which is fucking rare, at least in Chris Johnson's world, it's going to be a few days. And I don't want to, like, look ahead thinking, like, in a few days from now, I'm still going to feel fucking shitty. So I fucking deny it. I ignore it. And I'll be like, maybe it's nothing. But then, like, you still kind of feel good, but you kind of feel shitty and you're not really sick yet. It's a throat thing. So I'm thinking to myself on that Thursday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go running. Why I thought that? Because I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I probably should have just sat home, but I had a 5K in a couple days. I got to get my fucking juices flowing, right? So I go and I do the fucking run as I'm coming down with something, or maybe, or I'm trying to tell myself I'm not. And then I got home from the run. I was like, dude, I feel like fucking dog shit. I felt great doing the run. Felt like dog shit afterwards. Then I started getting those, like, full body aches. You ever have that? When you got, like, a bad cold or, like, a flu or something? And, like, your whole body kind of, like, hurts. Like, my clothes are touching me, and it kind of, like, hurts. It's fucking weird. I tried to describe this to the judge in Nitz, and she got it, but he didn't. So maybe you understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. But that's kind of how it feels. I woke up on Friday. Fucking horrible. Friday was a bad day. I was doing my fucking job, like, with a blanket on me. I run hot. Like, I sweat my balls off all the fucking time. I don't need a fucking blanket. So then I knew things were shitty. So then I did the smart thing. On Saturday, the next day, I went out and did a fucking 5K. But I felt better. Again, I'm like, man, I feel great. I feel like there's a little crack. I feel better than the last 2 days. Instead of just, like, staying home and resting, I went out and did a fucking 5K. I kicked that motherfucker in the dick. 22 minutes and, like, 35 seconds. It was fucking awesome. Even playing hurt, I'm all fucking balls. I went through axes with the judge and Nitz later, and I started feeling shitty towards the end of the day. I was like, maybe you push yourself too far. So I started coming down with something on one day, pushed myself, and ran. 2 days later, the same fucking thing. I don't learn my fucking lesson with this shit. And then Sunday and Monday, I was just fucking horrible. I fucking let it back in. I let the sickness back in. I opened the fucking door, and the motherfucker was like, all right, fine, I'm gonna move back in for a few days. Then, you know, he started getting the congestion, your fucking head hurts. And then, like, I don't sound like myself to myself. And I feel good. I feel like I got a little power to my voice. I can feel it, but I don't know how I fucking sound. So I hope I sound good. I hope this isn't a disaster for you to listen to. I'm doing my fucking best here, but I don't feel like I always take good care of myself if I'm not feeling well. You know what I need in a case like this? I talked about this, like, I don't know, a recent podcast. Maybe the last podcast. I have no fucking idea. Because another fucking one of the things that I get when I'm sick or not feeling well is, like, I have no fucking idea what the fuck I did, like, during the sickness. I know I worked. I know I did some shit around the house, but not a lot because shit's fucking piled up. I have no, like, concept of time. Nothing is fucking linear. You know, it's just a fucking haze, and I just fucking got through it. But I remember talking about relationships and I said, like, I think about like being in a relationship again, like, oh man, that would be nice. But I think about it like at like selfish times, at times where it's going to benefit me. The example I gave was like, I forgot my race bib for the turkey trot. I was like, oh motherfucker, if I was dating somebody, I could call the person I was dating and she could fucking bring it to me. That's like what I need, like when I'm not feeling well. I need like somebody around, like in the room with me to be like, asshole, you are not working out today. If I had just somebody with me, maybe they could think for me. Maybe they could save myself from myself, because I don't want to stop. I want to run. I want to work out. I want to do my fucking activities. What are you going to do? Listen, I'm going to watch this fucking football game, okay? But like, I got to do a whole new batch of cast. Maybe I'll give the voice a couple more days. Or maybe I'll listen to this and think like, hey, motherfucker, you sound great. And just fucking record some more. We'll see. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. My Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. And I clap my hands there. My Facebook timeline. Catch this shit there.